It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Joining us today, Dr. Kent Leckie. How are you this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing well. So today we're going to spend a few minutes talking about diagnostic surface for maybe for the larger animals.
Farm. We mostly for the larger animals with our, you know, our sheep and goats and even some chickens and pigs or our calves. You know, we've done some before, but we have a room that we could specialize, you know, doing a necropsy or animal autopsy where we can open them up, see if we see anything obvious, and then we could sample them and send things to the lab
and for
see if
people,
we could find something out.
For people that don't know, we're talking about after the animal has died.
Yes, after they have died. Yep. See if we can find out why. And then this can help, you know, the rest of the herd or the flock if it's contagious.
And that's the issue, is so many times, and there's so many strains of so many different things that without taking this step and doing a little bit of research, it's really hard to know how to treat the rest of the herd.
Yeah, you're just kind of flipping a coin as to what medicine will work or not work.
Are there specific things when you do this that you look for, that these are the top three kind of a thing, or is it very much a case by case?
No, I would say, you know, pneumonia is a top thing for food-producing animals or agricultural animals. So a lot of times we'll open up the chest and look at the lungs and see what we have going on there.
Okay, very good. So, and this is something that you do at the clinic?
We could do it at the clinic if it's something big, you know, that you can't bring in. We could go out to the farm. We could open it up there and retrieve samples and send into a diagnostic lab.
What's the turnaround time from when you send in samples to when you start getting some answers?
So if we go to Brookings, South Dakota State, usually we'll start seeing preliminary results within a few days.
Okay. Okay, which time is of the essence in this kind of a case?
Absolutely. Yeah, because, well, and then sometimes we'll have abortion cases, like, well, we kind of need to know right away
what's
going on. And some cases like that, I'll have producers actually drive these animals or these bodies to Brookings and get started on them right away.
Oh, okay. So for the producers, the key takeaway is don't wait. When something happens, get a hold of you right away.
Yeah. Our goal is to, you know, kind of open up anything that dies, see if we can find it. And it's got to be fairly fresh, within a few hours if we can.
Okay, very good. So is there anything else we need to mention about this?
I guess I just want to put this on the radio. We'll put it on our social media, and then we'll probably, you know, send out a mailing for it too, just to reiterate that we offer this service.
Yes, very much. It's something that you hope you never need, but it sure is nice to have it close by.
Yep, and we could just really help out people, I think.
Very good. Dr. Kent Leckie, thank you for talking with us today.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I appreciate it all the time.
Very good. That will do it. Oh, we should get a phone number. How to get a hold?
Sure.
We do have a 24-hour hotline.
Yep, 507-831-1473.
Very good. That will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.